hits of yesterday and today. Your community, your station. 95 CKNB.
Humble and Fred, In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. You're listening to In-Depth Radio, News Talk 1010. CFRB AM Toronto, a division of Bell Media. From the News Talk 1010 Broadcast Center in downtown Toronto.
Good morning, it's 2 o'clock. I'm Michelle Rosa. I'm News Talk 1010. It's 12
to 10. Give us 22 minutes. We'll give you the world.
Good morning. 63 degrees at 2 o'clock on this Monday, September 16th. I'm Lane Pijardi. Here's what's happening. Police looking for...
This is 1190 WLIB and WBLS HD2, New York.
Finally, there is hope for homeowners.
Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
CBS News Time, 1:38. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 8th. To the roads with Lou Adams.
Back to New Jersey, and Elizabeth Bayway Avenue remains closed both ways at Westfield Avenue with an ongoing accident investigation. No problems to report on the turnpike. Looks okay on the Garden State Parkway. Moving up to the Hudson Valley, southbound throughway at the Tappan Zee, construction blocking a lane. In Connecticut, road work on 95, northbound from exit 7 to 9 in Stamford, blocking two lanes. Long Island, the LIE with a crash, eastbound at exit 53, that's blocking two lanes. The LIE complete. Completely closed both ways at exit 49 for construction. And you have long-term work on the westbound Southern State Parkway from exit 45 to 44. In the Bronx, southbound Deegan at 233rd Street, accident blocking the left lane, some heavy traffic on the West Side Highway, northbound from the 150s up toward the George Washington Bridge. At the GW, inbound the lower deck and the Palisades, that's easy pass only. Lincoln Tunnel construction in the North Tube. Holland Tunnel, one lane closed heading into the city. And tonight at the Brooklyn Bridge, no lane reversal, it's the normal traffic configuration. Alternate side parking rules are in effect, and if you see heavy traffic, call it into our tip line, 212-975-8888. Our next traffic update in less than 10 minutes on WCBS.
Now the forecast, here's meteorologist Matt Rindy.
Well, that's never good. That and more on the way following Mr. Motor Code here on Red Eye Radio. Visit our website, redeyeradio.com, and call us 866-90-RED-EYE, 77 WABC.
New Jersey, at Stamford, Connecticut. On the web, BroadwayKitchens.com. WOR, New York. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news.
Now, National Trucking Company, a country concert by Chris Higby and autographs with NASCAR's Richard Petty and Michael Annette. Register at GreatLakesTruckExpo.com and check us out on YouTube. GreatLakesTruckExpo.com.
Live from the 700 WLW studio. Performance Automotive and Performance Honda. They'll put a smile on your face with every vehicle, every customer, every day.
Ten seconds for station identification. This is Westwood One, your home for Sunday night football.
The Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM. WFAN, WFAN-FM, New York.
Scott Graham in our Westwood One studios following Sunday night football tonight, and a big win by the Seattle Seahawks over the San Francisco 49ers.
Right to your inbox for free with the Coast Zone newsletter. Sign up today at coasttocoastam.com with 84 WHAN.
Manufacturing activity.
Offensive linemen throughout the season wears off.
Football Today. For more
football insight, including fantasy thoughts from the Fantasy Focus Football Podcast. Check out the show selection at ESPN.com/GameCenter.
Football Today.
If you aren't going all the way, why go at all?
Real Men Talk Sports on the new Sports Radio 96.7.
The Chap.
ESPN Radio Sports.
That's 800-260-7618. Again, 800-260-7618.
Chicago's talk leader, 89 WLS. On Cumulus Station. From ABC News, I'm Michael Barr, Salvador.
This is the Dan Stiles Music Museum over 1330 WRCA, a Beasley Broadcast East Station.
Hi, Peter Seinfeld here, rocking that night every Friday night at 11 p.m. on WRCA, Watertown, Boston.